Sunny 101.5, 743.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
I know that I've used it before, but it's been so long.
That's how many I have. You were asking me about Frank Zappa off the air. Yeah. I have 63 of his 111 albums.
You have 63 albums?
Gosh. Yeah, I only have 63.
That's mind-boggling to me. We're getting off the subject.
I've ruined it.
We digress.
Yes.
But if you like to collect things, this is a really cool life hack.
You like to collect albums, evidently, but...
I like craft beer. There's no surprise there. And some of the labels are really neat. Mm-hmm. If they don't can it. So many brewers are going the canning method. But a buddy of mine said he's done this in the past. And this just sounds tedious. You have to soak the bottle, right, in warm water.
Yeah.
And then peel the label off real carefully. And then you can, like, put it on a piece of wood or something like that and hang that on your wall. It's almost like art, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you can't wait and you're impatient of that process, this may work, but it works for really sticky things as well. You know, like sometimes you buy new plates or something and they have the stickers on the bottom and it's just
those are a pain to peel.
So if you're having trouble removing anything that's kind of stuck on, a decal, adhesive tape, even a bumper sticker, actually use a hair dryer for 1 to 2 minutes on it, and that helps pull it up. Now
that works all the time,
I don't know. Tracy, does that
heats it up? It heats the glue up, and boom.
Does that leave
it
intact though?
Most of the time, it does.
That's what's good about it.
Yeah, that's a great life hack. I use that one all the time.
Because I would just use acetone and just rub it and just disintegrate the sticker.
I'm not going out and buying a hair dryer just for that reason, though.
Oh. You mean to tell me you don't have a hair dryer?
No, I really don't.
Seriously?
I don't have a hair dryer or an umbrella. Huh. Now, if you had asked me that in the 80s,
well, that
I
explains
said,
why your hair looks like that.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I got no time to be drying my hair.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I didn't know about this life hack, and I'm going to try it next time. Do you ever have the string come out of a hoodie?
That's the worst.
Like,
no,
the whole string comes
out
of the hoodie.
I had to go in.
No, on the hood. You've never had a string come the whole way out?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I haven't. Mine went in, and I couldn't get to it.
Huh. Well, no, then you got to pull it out, and then it all comes
out.
And there
you
have it. You grab the other side.
Yeah, then you have pulled it all out.
Do you have a hoodie with one string hole? Like, what do you...
I've been in a situation where the string went in and I couldn't
get it out. Okay. Well, let's just say, like, the rest of us, the whole string came out.
All right, came out.
Gosh darn it.
So how are you going to get it back in?
You know, all you do is take a straw and put the end of the string inside it, staple that, put one staple in it, and then pull the straw through the hood.
There it is.
Isn't that amazing? I've done the safety pick. You can do it with a safety pin, but it's not easy and it's not incredibly effective. But with a straw, man, you're just
back in
business in no time.
I don't have any straws either. Man, I'm just striking out today. Okay, so mine, shower head not working like it used to. Pretty simple. Pour some white vinegar in a plastic bag and secure it to the head with a rubber band or anything. Yeah, probably rubber band, because tape probably won't work. Then you run the shower just for a little bit. Good as new. There you are.
All right.
A little white vinegar. It's all you got to do.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.